This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The investigation into mismanagement at the U.S. Cellular Coliseum raises the question, why didn't the city realize what was going on? GLT has learned that the alleged fraud scheme took advantage of a known blind spot in the city of Bloomington's oversight of arena finances, exploiting a decade-long contract that many city leaders disliked from the very beginning. Yet it wasn't just a murky contract that opened the door for the possibility of fraud. GLT found a lack of scrutiny by Bloomington leaders, even as others raised concerns about alleged food and beverage skimming that's now at the heart of the criminal investigation. GLT's Ryan Denham has the story.
I was not at all surprised. I was a little surprised and alarmed at the charges, the seriousness of the charges, and the number of charges.
That's former Alderman Judy Stearns, who served on the Bloomington City Council from 2007 to 2015.
But that things were not running, you know, the way they should was perfectly obvious to me in 2014.
Five former managers at the Coliseum, now called Grossinger Motors Arena, have pleaded not guilty to 111 counts of theft, fraud, money laundering, and other charges. They're accused of an elaborate scheme to skim off concession fees, overbill for cleaning supplies, and disguise other charges. Exact figures are not known. The charges indicate theft of around $1 million. Facing the bulk of the charges is John Butler, owner of Central Illinois Arena Management, or SIAM, which ran the Coliseum from 2006 to 2016, and he ran its in-house food and beverage company, BMI Concessions. The other four co-defendants worked for SIAM and BMI as well. The indictments capped a 16-month Illinois State Police investigation that began in 2016 after the new Coliseum manager's Venue Works noticed alleged financial discrepancies and alerted the city. Former Bloomington Mayor Steve Stockton, who served two terms from 2005 to 2013, says he was disappointed to hear about the charges, though he cautioned that the defendants are innocent until proven guilty.
You know, the Coliseum was created under the mayor before me, but during my 8 years, all but one or two, the Coliseum was operating. My mission was to make it work, to bring entertainment to the area, and more importantly, to hopefully make a profit. We did have an operating profit for a couple of those years, but might have done better if there was an additional $1.1 million coming into the city.
Many of the criminal charges relate to BMI, the food and beverage company. Prosecutors say BMI was illegally keeping tens of thousands of dollars in commissions owed to the city as profit. The defendants were allegedly doing this using what they called the Kelly discount, an apparent reference to Kelly Klein, the Coliseum's now indicted former assistant general manager for finance. If true, a scheme like this might be difficult for the city to uncover. GLT has learned the city did not perform annual audits on BMI concessions as it did with the Coliseum itself. City officials told GLT that they had limited visibility into granular food and beverage sales figures. Former Alderman Mike Matika, a Coliseum supporter who lost his re-election bid in 2007, said he asked then-city manager Tom Hamilton during contract negotiations whether the city would have full access to Coliseum financials.
Are we going to be able to see every piece of accounting, you know, food service, sales, beverages, every piece of the economic puzzle here?
Hamilton told him yes, Matika says. But when the venue's first quarterly report was released, that granular data was not included.
And I was told, oh, that's proprietary. You're not allowed to see that. We're not allowed to see that. And I thought, well, that's a direct contradiction to the question I had asked when we signed the contract. And that just always sticks in my mind because initial concern I had just because of the controversy around the building that we really had to have total community transparency in that process.
The five defendants in the Coliseum case are due back in court November 3rd. It's Sound Ideas.